Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. AAV9-mediated KCNH2 suppression replacement gene therapy in a transgenic rabbit model of type 1 short QT syndrome. This study demonstrated that KCNH2-specific suppression and replacement gene therapy delivered via adeno-associated virus serotype 9 effectively corrected the short QT phenotype in a transgenic rabbit model of type 1 short QT syndrome. Specifically, the gene therapy normalized cardiac repolarization and QT intervals, addressing the underlying genetic cause of the arrhythmia. These results suggest a potential therapeutic strategy for short QT syndrome using targeted gene therapy to prevent ventricular arrhythmias and sudden cardiac death. Article number 2. Beta blockers after myocardial infarction, effects according to sex in the REBOOT trial. Analysis of the REBOOT trial data showed that in post-myocardial infarction, patients with left ventricular ejection fraction greater than 40%, beta blocker therapy did not significantly reduce the risk of death or new myocardial infarction in either men or women. Furthermore, women experienced a nominally significant increase in the composite outcome of all-cause death or new myocardial infarction with beta blocker use, although this was not statistically significant after adjustment. These findings suggest a need for reevaluation of routine beta blocker use after myocardial infarction in patients with preserved ejection fraction, with consideration for potential sex-specific effects. Article number 3. Hypokalemia and atrial fibrillation detected by implanted loop recorders. This post-hoc analysis of the loop study, utilizing data from patients with stroke risk factors and implanted loop recorders, revealed a significant association between low plasma potassium levels and the occurrence of atrial fibrillation. Specifically, each 0.1 millimole per liter decrease in plasma potassium was associated with a 7% increased risk of atrial fibrillation detection. These findings highlight the importance of maintaining adequate potassium levels in individuals at risk for atrial fibrillation and suggest that potassium monitoring and management could be a potential strategy for atrial fibrillation prevention. Article number 4. Gut microbiota-derived imidazole propionate predicts cardiometabolic risk in patients with coronary artery disease. This study found that elevated circulating levels of imidazole propionate, a metabolite produced by gut microbiota, are associated with increased cardiometabolic risk in patients with coronary artery disease. High imidazole propionate levels were predictive of major adverse cardiovascular events in independent cohorts of patients with acute coronary syndrome. These findings suggest that imidazole propionate may serve as a biomarker for identifying high-risk patients with coronary artery disease and highlight the potential role of gut microbiota modulation in cardiovascular disease prevention and management. Article number 5. Heart failure therapy in patients with advanced cancer receiving specialized palliative care, EMPATICC trial. The EMPATICC trial, studying patients with advanced cancer receiving palliative care, is an ongoing trial designed to evaluate the safety and efficacy of heart failure therapies in this unique patient population. The trial aims to determine if heart failure treatment can improve self-care ability in patients with stage 4 solid tumors and cardiovascular risk factors who are experiencing a heart failure-like phenotype. Outcomes from this trial will provide insights into managing cardiovascular complications in advanced cancer patients and optimizing their quality of life. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.